Now, the Dublin Learning City Festival is ongoing. It's a virtual event which is aiming to promote learning through community-based initiatives across Dublin. And it's targeting socially disadvantaged learners to encourage and support them to take up learning opportunities at all stages of their lives. On the line, we have Anne-Marie McDonough, who is someone who went back to education. How are you doing, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, good, thanks.
And you're from the traveller community. So I suppose the history of education in the traveller community isn't a happy one, really, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think most travellers do leave education under the age of 15. So
yeah,
it's not really good.
So you are in sort of less than 1% of the travelling community who have made it as far as third level education.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now I'm currently doing a degree in community and youth development in TUD in Blanchardstown. It's going well so far. It's good. And being that 1%, I suppose, it is a good achievement.
Yeah, congratulations. It's not a great line, Anne-Marie, but we'll do our best with this. I'm just wondering what it was like for you growing up. And did you have any role models when it came to, you know, education? Or who did you look to?
My journey, it would be very different like to the average person in society, but very familiar to the traveller community. I left school at 14 and it wasn't really good after that. I kind of did fast courses and the youth service and so on, but I kind of only got like level 3 and level 4 FETAC, so it didn't really take me anywhere. But when I was 19, that's kind of when the big change happened and I decided kind of to go back to education properly.
And what was the motivation then?
I think the motivation was just sitting at home, bored, having nothing to do every day and just wanting to have a good career, wanting to progress further in life. So,
And how did your family react when you said you were going back to do your Leaving Cert?
Yeah, there was mixed reactions in my community to it. Some were good, some were bad. But when I say bad, they weren't like awful. They were just kind of like the odd slagging, you know, like, what are you going to achieve out of going back to education and so on. So, but I would say that them attitudes have definitely changed right now. Mm. And the people that would have had them negative thoughts towards education have turned around and now see the positive views.
And the travelling community's attitude to education is linked to how they perceive their chances of getting a job.
Yeah, so I wasn't really going to go into this, but I think within the traveller community, there is a lot of discrimination within there. And a lot of travellers feel that what is the point of going through education if we're going to be discriminated in employment. So I think that's probably one of the main barriers as well, just their own attitude. I would say to any traveller that does have them attitudes that they're incorrect. I did at one point have them, but there is employment out there for everyone. So I would say like that they can get a job and that discrimination doesn't happen in employment. You know, they could if they really want to.
And of course, they're putting themselves at a disadvantage if they don't have the education in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's why we created the podcast, myself and the other two co-hosts, Kathleen Joyce and Anne-Marie Collins, just to spread awareness in our community and the wider community in Ireland, just to say that there is lots of like equal opportunities in education and that you can benefit from it. And that education is beneficial.
Mm. You know? It was a fascinating listen. I listened to both the podcasts and it was like eavesdropping on three women from the travelling community talking about their lives with an emphasis on education. It was very, very informative.
We just wanted to make it into more like of a chat than a podcast, you know, that type of way.
The thing you said over and over again was that, you know, pursuing education wasn't the norm in the traveller community.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I stated earlier, I left school at 14. It's just that mindset you grow up with that you're going to leave early and probably get married or have kids. And that's what most traveller girls do and most traveller boys do. And it's not that they don't, that they only get married, they progress on to other things in life as well. But that would probably be one of the main things that would happen in the community. And yeah, I was a little bit different than that. You know, I saw other things in life than other than just getting married. I can still get married and I can still have kids with a job and with my education attainment, you know.
One thing that caught my ear, Anne-Marie, and you just said it by the way, was that when you were leaving school at 14, you mentioned in the podcast that there was a meeting around it. It sounded to me like your family had to have a meeting about what you did. Did I hear
Yeah,
that right?
so when I was, I just to get into a little bit about that, I mean, I think it was like a joint decision, you know, a collective decision that myself and the school and my family made. And in a way, it probably was best for me at the time because mainstream education just what I wasn't doing great in it. And when I went into informal education, like YouReach and the youth services and FOSS courses and so on. Yeah, they were great, and that's I think that's probably where I found like the love of education again to actually like it again, you know. So it did help in a way.
And young traveller girls and women coming up through the system are going to be looking at people like you and Anne-Marie Collins and Kathleen, and now they will have role models. And they're looking at people like Dr. Cindy Joyce, the first traveller to get a PhD, Senator Eileen Flynn, people like this, who are hugely strong role models. It's a moment in time, I think, is it, for the travelling community?
It's great to see the positive side of our community showing instead of the negatives, because there is some great things happening within our community. And as you stated, there's some great people. We have doctors, we have solicitors, we have social workers, youth workers. So it's great to see all that being highlighted.
Ye did some sort of school information thing last year, I think, and you asked the students could they see travellers as doctors and nurses and solicitors, and the answer was
No. Yeah, so it's very disheartening when you hear that from your own community, but I actually understand why they feel like that, you know. So I do understand it, but I think that's why the podcast is back to the podcast again. It's just to highlight that travelers can progress further in life and they can have the same standard of living, like live as a traveler with education, you know, like it doesn't make them any less of a traveler.
Will you explain to me then? You understand it. Will you explain it to me? Why the answer is no?
I think it's just back to the mindset again, Ray, of the just growing up with that mindset of not having any probably like not believing in yourself, you know. That's what I got from that day anyways, that these girls thought that they didn't deserve to be a doctor, they didn't deserve to be a nurse, although like they would have completed like education or went to college and got all their like education attainment that they needed for these jobs, but they just didn't have the confidence in themselves. I think it just goes back to I genuinely did not want to get into discrimination, but I think it just goes back to that they feel like they will be discriminated against and that they're not good enough, but anyone can do it, you know, everyone is good enough.
Like, there is discrimination against the traveller community. I think that's a fact. You're doing a degree in community and youth development. You're in your at the end of your second year now. So will you work with your own community when you get your degree?
Right now at the moment, I already work with my community. So I did a CE scheme with Blanchetown Traveller Development Group. And during that CE scheme time, I started working with travellers on accommodation issues, education issues, just kind of all sort of issues. So I already kind of work with them, and yeah, a lot of support needs to be done, I would say.
I always, in chatting to members of the travelling community over the years and chatting to settled people about the travelling community, there seems to be, like, in a lot of ways, now there's been a lot of developments and very positive developments, but a lot of the time it seems like both communities are moving in parallel. Never the twain shall meet. Do you think that that's changing?
Yeah, I do think that a lot of attitudes are changing. It's like, as I stated earlier, more positive things about our community is now being highlighted instead of the negative side. So that's a good thing. And just even myself coming on the radio today, it's showing that there is travellers in education and they are progressing further. And it's just a little different than what you would usually see on the radio or newspaper. So it's good.
Can I ask you, Anne-Marie, why you've said it twice now, or maybe three times, that you didn't intend to talk about discrimination? Why did you decide that before you came on?
It's just a long story. Like, it's just, I think that'd be another day.
Would it? Right. Okay.
Absolutely. It's so many things like you could get into about the discrimination, and I think we're here today to speak about the good side of the traveller community and promote the podcast and Dublin City Learning Festival and just all the good side, you know, instead of talking about the bad for once.
I was fascinated to hear you say that you didn't know about the CAO form after you did your Leaving Cert. You had to learn about access courses. So things that the settled community would take for granted that you have no knowledge of.
I was well educated and I still didn't know about it. Like, I had completed numerous VTAC level 3, level 4, level 5. I completed my junior cert and so on. So I was kind of well educated, and I've heard of what a CEO form was, but I wasn't really like aware of exactly what it did and how to do it and so what. So I think that, coming back to the podcast again, it's just to highlight that there is ways of getting into third level college that people don't know about. For example, like the mature student route. There would be Trinity access route. You know, there's a lot of access routes that you can take that people don't know about, that, like you said, Ray, that others would take for granted.
Yeah. The Big Fat Podcast is the podcast we've been talking about here with Anne-Marie, and it's yourself, Kathleen Joyce and Anne-Marie Collins, having a chat about your experience as traveller women in education. And as I said, it's very enlightening, because you feel like you're eavesdropping. There's no agenda. So it's not somebody like me throwing questions at you. You're chatting among yourselves, which is...
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is refreshing.
Refreshing.
Yeah, it's a great way of just kind of understanding travellers' education journey, because there's three of us and the three of us has completely different journey. Like, myself left school at 14, where one of the girls had completed mainstream education. So there are three different stories, and it's like a diverse range of stories in there.
Okay, and the Dublin Learning City Festival is ongoing. If you Google it, you'll find out how you can be involved.
To be part of that as well, that obviously promotes like learning for all diverse people, for all diverse communities, people of all ages and so on. So it's great to be part of that.
Anne-Marie McDonough, when we get to the other side of this, you'll come in and we'll have a longer chat. But stay safe and mind yourself.
Thanks, Ray.